All right, now it is time to bring in the sage, the prognosticator perfecto, with the name of Pat Pagano. It's hard to say. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there. Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, it's damn cold out this morning.
Yep, and that's why we'll get a little snow to begin with, and that will probably happen around mid-morning, and then that will change over to rain this afternoon, and the temperatures will rise into the 40s. That's because the precip is being caused by a warm front. Then tonight, the precip will be caused by a cold front. So rain showers go back to snow showers, and there could be a light accumulation by tomorrow morning. Very light.
Any accumulation today before any accumulation today before the rain?
Maybe. I would say under an inch.
Okay.
But then again, you know, with the rain coming down, the temperatures going up to the 40s, that should not be a consequence. So by tomorrow morning, any snow showers will end. Partly cloudy skies will develop, and the highs will be in the 40s again. Should be sunny, 45 to 50 Sunday, and then increasing clouds and in the 40s on Monday. So I think we're going to dodge the bullet.
We're going to dodge the bullet on Saturday. What about the storm on Monday and Tuesday?
That right now looks to be very weak. The only one that is trying to pump that up is the Canadian model. All the other models seem to keep it very weak and move it out just to the south of us. So a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow Monday night into Tuesday. But right now, it does not look like a major event.
And you're convinced now, you feel comfortable that nothing is actually going to happen on Saturday?
For us, yes. For the coast, no. I think the low will take its time, and I think it'll blossom Saturday night into Sunday, and it would not surprise me if Eastern Long Island and Southeast New England get clipped by that storm Saturday night into Sunday.
Okay.
If anybody's going to get it, that's who would get it, and it would be Saturday night and Sunday. And right now, nobody's reflecting that because everybody's thinking it's going to go well south. But okay. That's what I think. I think it's going to clip southeastern New England.
All right. All right. Well, hey, you got some good news there for us this weekend. I mean, so what are the temperatures going to be like on Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, I think, you know, somewhere in the mid-40s, and Sunday, 45 to 50. Not bad, right?
Well, better than better than this morning when I went out and it was 21 degrees.
Yeah, there are a lot of places in the teens this morning across New England. So
what a stupid April. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Teens in April.
It's ridiculous.
It really is ridiculous. And, you know, when I see most of the computer models are brewing up a real big storm for the upper Midwest by the end of next week and into the weekend. So that would mean that, you know, places like Minnesota and the Dakotas will probably get a blizzard. And when you get a storm that intense out there, usually for us it means milder. So that could be a good thing. Maybe we'll actually get milder. But don't hold me to that because this has been a very strange pattern.
All right. Well, if I wake up tomorrow morning and there's snow on the ground, I'll be banned.
You'll be what?
I'll be mad.
Well, there will be snow on the ground.
Do you think there'll be some accumulating snow?
Oh, yeah. I think you'll get a light accumulation, under an inch. Yeah, I think you'll have under an inch.
If it's under an inch, I won't be so mad. I'll just be cranky.
Okay.
Under so an inch, cranky. An inch or two, if it goes to like 2 inches, I'll be mad. So okay. I'll be either cranky or mad then tomorrow morning.
No, you know what happens when you get cranky or mad? You know what you should do?
What?
You should sit down and watch Pat's movie.
You're right, but that's early in the morning. I got to walk the dogs.
How long does it take you to walk the dogs?
Yeah, but I know, but I'll be cranky. I'm going to walk the dogs before I watch the movie. So if I go out and there's an inch of snow, I'm going to be cranky. And if I have to walk the dogs in 2 inches of snow, I'm going to be mad. So by the time I put your movie in, I'm already going to be mad.
So you won't like it.
Well, it's not a question of liking it. It's a question of putting it in and then trying to get your... If your movie's good, it'll take me out of being cranky and mad.
See?
If your movie's not good, I'll probably get madder.
Well, listen, in any event, if you do watch it, you'll have to report to me on Tuesday because I won't be here Monday because I'm going for a one of these procedures at the nearby hospital, you know, which is, you know, kind of delicate. It's an angiogram, and I know a lot of people go for it, but, you know, it's a nerve-wracking thing, and you can't eat, and you have to be there 2 hours before, and the whole bit. So hopefully the results will be positive.
I hope so. And who's working for you Monday?
Aunt BJ.
See the guy who worked last weekend? I mean, you see the guy who filled in for you last Monday?
Yes.
Oh, he's good. He's like, yeah. He's good. I call him a kid. He's 40 years old, but he is a kid. He's 25 yeah. years younger than me, so he is a kid.
Right, right. Yes, yeah, he's really a very, very fun guy, easy to get along with, and he just loves what he does.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. I hope I'm not cranky or mad tomorrow morning, but I promise you the movie goes in and it gets played tomorrow sometime.
Well, but remember now, you have it till Tuesday.
That's right. Okay. I better do it tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Pat, have a good weekend.
You too, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.